Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
Your path to recovery isn't like mine.
You have your own struggles with mental health issues.
Your own challenges with substance use disorders.
You also have your own abilities and strengths.
But when you need a hand,
reach out until you find one.
For information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Tom Field. We're just about done with halftime, and we'll get set for the second half of the Little Log game. Don't forget, still to come tonight, D.C. Everest taking on Kakata in the second half of our doubleheader here tonight from Steam Stadium, senior night down at Steam, and the Evergreens can clinch a playoff spot with a win tonight as well as the Wausau West Warriors can do that, but they've got some work to do here. They lead it, but only by 2-9-7. The Lumberjacks coming up with a good ending to the first half, and let's see if they can continue that. They have the football first. Thanks to Derek Steinke for joining us at halftime talking about the girls' swim team. Also, we want to send out congratulations to Caroline Krolicki and Mallory Wanzerski, the doubles team from Wausau East, as they earned a trip to state in tennis. And also, the boys' soccer team beat Merrill yesterday 2-0. Wausau West soccer team played Everest to a 1-1 tie. And Ken Zarofsky's volleyball team won again. They beat Stevens Point 3-0 last night in volleyball action. All right, both teams getting final instructions from their respective coaches, and we'll get set to go here, and we'll see if these teams were able to make any adjustments. The thing that really gives East a chance here is that if they can stop or at least slow down the Warrior rushing attack, the passing attack is not going to beat them, in my opinion. They can sell out against the rush. And just the opposite for the Warriors. They need to slow down this Wausau East passing attack. The quick passes across the middle of the field, very effective on that drive that led to the East touchdown. His passes are hard to defend, and Whitmarsh got the arm to zip them in there. And Nash and Justison both have good hands on those hard, tight spirals that Widmar can throw in there on those slant patterns. And they have worked pretty effectively here. 9-7, Warriors with the lead. They kick it away. High short kick going to be taken by Marquardt at about the 6-yard line across the 10. And he is going to be met and dropped just across the 15 to about the 16-yard line. Good coverage by the Warriors right there. And East will have the football. Let's see where they mark his forward progress. They're going to mark it at about the 17-yard line, and that's where East will start. First and 10, Lumberjacks. Actually, they're going to mark it at the 16, so that's where the Lumberjacks will start. First and 10 from their 16-yard line. Once again, East didn't have enough players on the field. Tony Marquardt. Actually, that wasn't Marquardt. That was Matt Grady who ran out of the field quickly. And they come to the line. Widmark under center. And a handoff. We're going to get a flag. Did they draw them offside, or did somebody from East move? It's going to be offside on the Warriors. They'll pick up a free 5 yards. Good hard count by Whitmark. Drew them offside, and it'll be first and 5 for the Lumberjacks.
First down and
First down at 5. Whitmark under center. High formation, quick hitter inside, and a couple yards, maybe out to the 19-yard line. Brennan Becker on the carry. They're going to mark him at the 19, so call that a pickup of about 3 or 4 on the carry for Becker. And it'll be second down at about 2. Ball just shy of the 25-yard line. Wide receivers left and right, high backfield again. West shows blitz, and they threw him offside again. I think it will be offside against the Warriors again. Trying to guess the snap, one of the West linebackers jumped, and it will be a first down for the Lumberjacks on that penalty. Ball marked just shy of the 30-yard line for the Lumberjacks. East football brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. One thing that the Lumberjacks have changed tonight, Whitmark taking most of the snaps under center instead of from the gun. He wants to throw a quick slant, and that's nearly picked off. That was a very dangerous pass right there as Drew Pearson almost jumped in front of Justice, and if he would have made that interception, he was gone. Incomplete pass. Whitmark throwing that little quick button hook just across the 30-yard line, and Pearson anticipated and almost made the interception. Second down and 10 for the Lumberjacks. Whitmark hands off to the deep man of the eye. That's going nowhere. Maybe a yard. Got it across the 30. That's Marquardt on the carry. Give him a yard there. Third down and 9 now. Wausau West with the lead. The difference is a safety that was scored early in the game on a snap on a punt that went through Bryce Whitmark's hands in the end zone and out of the back of the end zone. And that is the margin of the lead right now for Wausau West. Each team has scored a touchdown as well. Nash splits out wide left. Justison is split to the near side right. Whitmark. Play action, wants to throw. They set up a screen inside. It's caught by Becker, but he's not going to get anywhere near the first down. Good coverage by the Warriors. They got it to Becker across the 30, but only to about the 33-yard line. Going to be well short of the first down, and it brings up a punting situation for the Lumberjacks here. Fourth down and 7 will set up the punt. And West will send back Austin Bates to return this punt. Whitmark standing at the 19-yard line. West looks like they want to try to block this. Whitmark's going to hurry it away. Barely got it away. Whitmark got knocked down. The ball will take a West bounce and then be down at the 50-yard line. Whitmark got knocked down on the punt, but they let it go. As that, actually, there is a flag on the far side, but that's not going to be on a knocking down the punter call. Let's see what that is. It's going to be against East, so they'll decline it. And West will have the football at midfield. It was another high snap. Whitmark corralled at that time, but he was under pressure when he got that punt away. And West will have good field position here at midfield. First and 10, Warriors, as they come to the line. David Seaman under center, offset backfield. They're going to hand it off. Cut back up the middle. Oh! And Martin gets knocked down after a pickup. Eric Daniel got a hand on his shoulder pad and knocked him down after a pickup of maybe 4. They're going to mark it at the 46 of the Lumberjacks. Martin picks up 4 on McCurry. Second down. And 6 for the Warriors. They're going to hand it off to Wayland. He just hooked up and drive. Romanski just nailed it. Romanski wrapped up Wayland and dropped him that time. And one-on-one. And boy, to bring Wayland down one-on-one. And one of the Warriors, that's Jacob Martin. He is hobbling off the field. he was coming back from an injury tonight anyway and hobbles off slowly. It looks like some sort of leg problem. Going to be third down and about six. So call that no gain for Whalen. Now we're going to get a timeout call by the Lumberjacks. Some confusion on the east defensive side of the ball. And they want to talk about it on a third down play. We'll take a quick timeout as well. Back in a moment, you're listening to East-West Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Check it out. It's free. Cloverbelt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking. Where you bank does make a difference, and Cloverbelt Credit Union's checking is totally free. Actually, it's even better than free because it comes with a big difference benefit only CCU provides, the Points to You Rewards Check Card. You earn reward points when you use your CCU check card, and your points, well, they're redeemable for all kinds of cool stuff. There's merchandise, you can travel, download music, videos, there are gift cards. You gotta love it. Free stuff using the points you earn just for using your CCU check card. What are you waiting for? Free checking with rewards and benefits. It doesn't get any better than that. It's no wonder CCU was once again voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. For loans, for banking, for totally free checking. Bank smart. Bank CCU. Clover Belt Credit Union. We want to be your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tom King back here at Tom Field. They go a third down play. They give it to Whalen, and he's able to get it down to near the 42-yard line. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. You would think they would go for it here with Whalen in the backfield, maybe a yard and a half. So it will be fourth down and a yard and a half. Full house backfield. They're going to give it to Whalen. He breaks through for first down yardage and more down inside the 35. Once he got through the official, once he got through the first line of defense, he was able to pick up some extra yards. And it got it down for a first down. And it will be first and 10 West from the east, 34-yard line. They come to the line. Full house backfield once again behind David Seaman. And they're going to give it to Whalen again. He tries the right side. There's a hole there before a host of red jerseys grab him and bring him down at about the 30-yard line. Call in a pickup of about 4 yards on the carry for Whalen. And it's second down and six. East football brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where you bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Second down at six. Man in motion. They're going to play action now. Pitching, trying to get it outside. He's got the corner. That's Benson. He's going to be dragged out of bounds near the 20-yard line. That was a well-designed play right there. They fake the inside handoff to Whalen and then pitch it out to Callan Bench and try to get around the corner, but a flag on the play, and it looks like that's coming back. It's going to be a hole against the Warriors, so that's coming back. That was a big play. It was a first down carry for Bench, but it's coming back, and maybe that's the reason he got the corner so easily, because there was a hole. And they will mark that off from the point of where it happened, which was the 27-yard line. It looks like they're going to mark it back to the 37. And it'll be second down and about 14. Huge penalty right there. Warriors come to the line. East was a little bit slow getting lined up on defense. Play action. Seaman rolls out. He's being chased. He throws down the field. Man wide open. Head struck at the 10-yard line. Kyle Nickel was wide open in the 10-yard line, and I think he had too much time to think about that one as he dropped it. Nobody around him, and he probably had a touchdown if he could have stayed in bounds there on the far side of the field. But Nickel somehow got behind the defense. Seaman was able to get it to him over the top, and he just dropped it right off his hands. Third down and 14. Now we get a whistle and an official's timeout. Now they'll start the clock again. Third down and 14. 6:44 to play here, third quarter. Warriors leading 9-7. They hand it off to Whalen. He's got a huge amount of running space. breaking tackles, and he's going to take it in for the touchdown. A third down at 14, and Jake Whalen runs it in for a touchdown from the 37-yard line. And once again, big plays killing the Lumberjacks. Whalen is alone, there's no question, and he broke about three tackles to get there. But wow, wow, wow. Jake Whalen with a 38-yard touchdown pass makes the score 15-7, and they will line up to kick the extra point. Pearson's extra point attempt is up, and it is good. 16-7 West. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Tom Field. Two big plays on the rushing attack for the Warriors, accounting for their points. This one, a 38-yard touchdown run by Jake Whalen. Here's the kick, and it's going to be a booming kick into the end zone for Pearson. No return, so East will have it first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Earlier in the game, Callan Bentz with a 48-yard touchdown run. And now, on a third and 14 play, Whalen running it up the middle, broke tackles, then cut it outside and took it 38 yards for the touchdown and a 16-7 Warrior lead. East couldn't do anything with the football, their first possession here in the second half. Let's see what the Lumberjacks can do now. Nass goes out wide left, Justice in wide right. Widmark under center, takes the snap, and it's going to be an inside handoff that goes nowhere. That was Becker, and he got wrapped up and dropped almost immediately. On the tackle was Mason Bednarski. And it will be a second down and 10. They actually gave him a half a yard on that play. We'll call it no gain. Second down and 10 for the Lumberjacks. Justice in wide right. And Nass wide left. Again, I backfield behind Widmark. West shows blitz. And they're going to come. They're going to hand it off to Markwart. Can he get the corner? No, he fumbles the football. It's loose. And the Warriors will have it. Markwart got it stripped. And the ball slid over toward the sidelines. And jumping at it for Wausau West was Ben Kostrowski. Kostrowski will recover it. And the wheels are coming off here in the second half now for the Lumberjacks. A fumble by Tony Markwart. And West will have the football in East territory at the 23-yard line. 5:50 to play here, third quarter. Warriors coming from the sideline with their offensive unit. They immediately line up. Seaman under center. Offset backfield behind him. They're going to play action. Seaman wants to throw. He's being rushed. Now he throws. He's got a man. That's caught for a short gain down near the 20-yard line. A flag in the backfield. It's probably going to be a hold. That may come back. It's going to be, I think it's going to be holding on the Warriors, but let's see. Seaman was rolling out away from the pressure and it is going to be against the Warriors. They're talking to East captain Sam Romanski. The pass was complete, but they're going to they'll mark that off from where the hold was, too, I believe. And so that'll be a huge penalty. They're going to mark it off. Yeah, the flag is resting at the 34-yard line, and they're going to mark it off from there. or about the 30. Now they're going to mark it off from the 30-yard line. So that's going to take them all the way back to the 40-yard line. So now it's going to be first and a zillion. They're going to get down to the 14-yard line to pick up a first down. First down at the 40-yard line, and a long way to go for Wausau West. Huge penalty. Let's see if East can take advantage of it. They hand it off to Whalen, and he is going to get a big chunk of it back down inside the 35 to about the 34. Pickup of 6 on the carry for Whalen. Maybe a pickup of 5. And it'll be second down and about 21, 22 yards here for Wausau West. But they have shown they can pick up big chunks of yardage on a single rushing play. Seaman wants to throw. Straight drop. Here comes the blitz. And he's got to be sacked. The ball is loose. And he's looking back near midfield. Karmanski was coming in with one of his teammates. The ball came loose and recovering it for East is Ben Schubring. And it will be Lumberjack football near midfield. They're going to mark it near the 48-yard line. Huge play, huge penalty, and then a huge play by the Lumberjack defense. And East comes to the line. Widmark under center, eye backfield. Back to throw. He's got some time across the middle. That's incomplete. Threw it behind both of his receivers that were there, Nass and Wilson. Pass was behind him, incomplete. Second down at 10. Boy, you'd love to see East take advantage of this and get some points on the board. It almost looked like they were setting up a screen there because two Lumberjacks came in almost unblocked on top of Seaman, and he was trying to get away, couldn't do it, got the ball stripped away. Ben Schubring recovered it. Second down at 10 for the Lumberjacks. And now Wilson will jump early. That'll cost him 5 yards. It'll be second down and 15 on the illegal procedure penalty by Sean Wilson. And the ball marked back to the 43-yard line. 4:52 to play here, third quarter. Warriors leading 16-7. Lumberjacks try to take advantage of a fumble recovery. They gave up the ball on a fumble by Tony Marquardt, and then a huge holding penalty, and then a fumble by David Seaman, and he's got the ball back. But now they face second and long. Second and 15. They're going to hand it off inside. Becker gets forward, but not much. Got it across the 45 to about the 46. Maybe 3 on the carry for Brennan Becker. And it'll be up a third down at 12 now for the Lumberjacks. West is probably trying to take Tim Nass out of the equation here. Nass had 5 catches in the first half, including a touchdown. You think you'd want to try to get him the ball if you can. They've got Justison and Nass both split out wide right. They've got safety coverage over on Nass, it looks like. High backfield. Widmark back to throw. Here comes the blitz. They pick it up. They throw it. It's going to be caught by Justison. Boy, I'll tell you what, he makes some tough catches. He was well covered on the play. And a catch made at the 30-yard line of the Warriors. That's going to be a 24-yard pass and catch by Justison. I'll tell you what, he makes some tough catches. And Clementi was all over him, and Justison made the catch. First down, Lumberjacks at the West 30-yard line. They take a shot down the field. Justison makes the catch. Widmark, eye backfield. They're going to hand it off to Becker, and he is going to be dropped by Whalen after a short pickup. Maybe got three or four. Let's see where they mark it. Going to mark it at about the 23. Call it a pickup of 3 on the carry for Brennan Becker. Second down and 7. They haven't been able to get much on the ground. They probably have to feel that they have to show it at least occasionally. Nass and Justison will split out wide left. They've got a safety over the top covering them out there. Widmark hands it off again. This is Matt Grady, and he gets met at about the 25-yard line. Maybe got there. pickup of maybe two on the play. Brady's first carry, and it'll bring up a third down now at five. Ball marked right at the 25-yard line. 2:50 to play here, third quarter. Lumberjacks converted a third down. Now they send Justice in out wide right. Nass to the left. High backfield again behind Widmark. Once again, this is a totally different look that they're giving West this game. Play action, Widmark. Has time, throws, he's got a middle end, and that's incomplete. They were trying to get it to Wilson, trying to get it between a couple of defenders, and I don't know if one of them got a hand on it or not, near the 15-yard line. It's incomplete. Now it's fourth down. They're going to try a field goal here, or they're going to go for it? Looks like they will try a field goal. He's got the leg to kick this. There's very little breeze. Now, it's a little bit of a breeze. Looks like a crosswind. He tried a long one against Everest and missed it. He missed a field goal last week as well. But he certainly has the leg to kick this. Justison is the holder. West was a block, and here's the kick. It's going to be blocked. West and everybody up the middle. Is there a penalty on the play? And I think West maybe jumped the gun. They were rushing the middle of the field. It could be an offside call against West. And I think they jumped it early as they came up the middle of the field trying to block it. It should be a first down if it is an offside penalty. And it will be a first down. Lumberjacks on the penalty on the offside. They decided they were going to try to block the field goal by coming out the middle, and once again, one of the Warriors got there early and jumped offside, so a huge penalty keeps the drive alive for the Lumberjacks. And we talked about this before the game, is what has to happen for the Lumberjacks to try to pull the upset here tonight, and we're seeing some of that. We're seeing turnovers, we're seeing penalties, and it's keeping East in the game. And now they have a chance, first and 10 from the West 20-yard line, to make this a one-possession game if they can score. High backfield. They flip Wilson over to the left side now. Widmark under center. Man in motion. That's Nass. Widmark back to throw. Time again. Now pump fakes. Now he throws. It's going to be incomplete. Behind Nass. Might have been tipped. Once again, that's a dangerous pass. Widmark was under pressure. And he threw it off balance, incomplete. And it will be a second down and 10. Lumberjack football brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, a proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Lumberjacks to the line. High backfield behind Widmark again. They give it up the middle. This is Becker, and he doesn't get much. Got it down to about the 18, maybe the 17, depending on where they mark it. And it's going to be a third down again. Maybe two on the pickup by Becker. Third down and 8. Widmark comes to the sideline to get the play. He's taking their time here. Big third down play. Now they come to the line. Nass split wide left. Justice into the right. Widmark out of the eye. They want a blitz. Here they come. He's got time. Now he rolls out. Now he looks. Throws it into the end zone. It's going to be tipped away. Incomplete. Double coverage. Double coverage. Justice was there, but he was double covered. And Widmark, once again, didn't get a whole lot on that pass. So they will try the field goal here. They're a little bit closer this time, though, for Bryce Widmark. A minute 31 to play here, third period, and the Lumberjacks will try a field goal. The ball's going to be marked at about the 25-yard line. So it'll be about a 35-yard field goal. Ball's going to be marked in the center of the field, just about. There is a breeze now. I snap! They get it down. The kick is going to be no good. He's going to miss that wide left again. And that's about the third time that Widmark has missed wide left. But once again, it was a high, wobbly snap. Justison got it down, but Widmark couldn't hit that one cleanly. And so East comes up empty. So the Warriors get the ball back with a minute 31 to play, still leading 16-7. Man, that's tough. When you extend drives and you can't get any points out of them, but that's been the story of the Lumberjacks this year. So many times that has happened. I believe they still have more turnovers created than any team in the league, and yet they can't score on it. Now they hand it to Whalen. They had to pick up maybe a couple. Not much there. Got it out to about the 21. Give Whalen about 1 yard on that carry. Second down and 9. Second down and 9. Ball at the West 21. They keep it on the ground. Now a cut back inside. Breaking tackle. Still getting it out across the 25 to about the 26. That's some hard running right there by Khaled Betts. And picked up about 5. That's his first carry of the second half. And it's third down and about 5. Maybe one more play here for the Warriors in the third quarter. They're going to split out Clemente wide left. He's got single coverage out there. Double wing formation. They want to throw. Seaman wants to throw. Quick pass. That's caught. Diving to the turn. First down yardage. And the completed pass to Kyle Nickel. Just the third completion of the night for David Seaman. But it picks up a first down on the 7-yard pass and catch from Seaman to Nickel. First and 10, Warriors at their own 32-yard line. And they go back on the ground, trying to get the corner this time. Now cutting it back inside, not much there. The initial hit for East made by Ethan Crispell, the sophomore. Jake Kramer on the carry and maybe picked up about 3 on the carry, his first carry of the second half. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. So the Lumberjacks hanging around, but missed a golden opportunity to make the game a little bit closer. It's 16-7 West. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Warrior Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here to start the fourth quarter. Warriors have the football. They keep it on the ground, and they are not going to get anywhere close to a first down, getting it out across the 35 to about the 37. It's going to be third down from there. Third down at about 5, maybe 6. Third down and a long 5 for the Warriors. Let's see if East can get off the field here. They're going to hit hand side handoff. That's Whalen. Breaking tackles down across the 45 to about the 47. Or 48. Pick up of 11 or 12 on the carry for Jake Whalen right there. First and 10 Warriors at the their own 49-yard line. Obviously, the Lumberjacks can't give up any more points, so they got to get a stop here and try to get the ball back. They are down 16-7, beginning the fourth quarter. They're going to try left side with Whalen this time. Once again, breaking tackles and diving forward inside the 45 to about the 43 of the Lumberjacks. Maybe the 44 is where they'll mark it. call it a pickup of 7 on the carry for Jake Whalen. He's having a big night. Second down and about 3. We saw Jacob Martin go off the field hobbling a bit earlier, so we're going to get a dose of Whalen here in the fourth quarter, I would imagine, with an occasional run by Betts. Steven, delayed handoff this time to Betts. He breaks tackles but can't get away from a swarming East defense. And I call it no gain on the play for Betts on the delayed handoff that time, and it's 3rd down and 3. East football brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack Sports. Warriors coming to the line, 3rd down and 3. Double wing formation, man in motion. Now, bobbled snap, Steven's going to keep it, and he is going to be dragged down, but he got close to the first down. He was able to fall backwards, or fall forwards after grabbing a bobbled snap, and he's going to be short, but not by much. It's going to be 4th down and about a yard. I would imagine they'll go for it here. 4th down and only a yard when you got Jake Whalen in the backfield. Just hand him the football and let him move the pile. I would be shocked that they have been stopped very often on 3rd and short or 4th and short with Whalen in the backfield. And they got a full house with 2 blockers in front of him. And he'll get the ball, and he'll get the 1st down. Met at the hole, but he carries a couple of tacklers inside the 40 to about the 37. Calling a pickup of 5 on the carry. Everybody in the stadium knew Whalen was going to get the ball that time, and he still picks up 5 yards. 1st and 10. For the Los Angeles Warriors. They're picking up a lot of yards on the ground, but I'll tell you what, they've had 2 big running plays for touchdowns, so you take away those 2 big plays, which is the story of the Lumberjack season, 2 big plays tonight has been the difference. Timeout on the field, we'll take one as well. 9:01 to play, 16-7 West, back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Southfield as we are in the fourth quarter. Don't forget our second half of our doubleheader tonight is BC Everest as they take on Kakana down at Steam Stadium. Chris Connolly will have the call of that one when we are done here. Wausau West leading, trying to regain the log. East has won the last 2 log games, but the Warriors lead it here 16-7. With 9:01 to play in regulation. Wausau West with a 1st and 10 at the East 38-yard line. Inside and off to Whalen, and he is met, but not before he picks up about 3 or 4. Hit hard at about the 35-yard line. That was Romanski, I think, getting in there on the stop, along with his couple of his teammates. They're going to mark it at the 35, so call that a pickup of 3 on the carry for Jake Whalen. 2nd down at about 7. Lumberjacks need to maybe look to strip the football here, get a turnover. They're going to give it to Whalen again, try the left side. This time he is balled under at about the 33. Maybe picked up a couple there, not much. Problem is they're going to keep giving it to him, lull you to sleep, and then they'll give it to somebody else or throw one over the top and surprise you. He's just loading the box right now, knowing that West wants to run the football. 3rd down and about 5. A long 5. Tight formation again. He wants to throw. He's being rushed. He's hit as he throws. It's going to be caught down there at about the 12-yard line. Just like that. They got a man behind the defense. They lulled him to sleep with the run and then got a man behind the defense. And Seaman threw it just as he was hit. Kyle Nickel catches it at the 12-yard line. 2nd completion of the half for David Seaman. 2nd catch of the half for Kyle Nickel. And it's first down and 10 for the Warriors at the 12-yard line. Well, you can almost sense that was what was going to happen. They kept banging ahead with Whalen. They caught him in a tight formation. Now inside handoff. That's Whalen, and he's going to carry. He's going to carry tacklers into the end zone for a touchdown. Jake Whalen from the 12-yard line takes it in for the score, carrying tacklers with him at a 22-7. Wausau West. Well, that long pass to Nickel took the air out of the defensive sails for the Lumberjacks, and then Jake Whalen snap is there, the kick is up, and the kick is good. 23-7 now, Wausau West. Back in a moment, you're listening to East-West Football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Blackhawks!
So the Wausau West Warriors will kick off here with 7:37 remaining in this log game. And West leading 23-7. Jake Whalen having a huge game tonight in his senior season for the Wausau West Warriors. Actually, his junior season. Jake Whalen's only a junior, and he's having a huge game. Here's the kick by Pearson. That's going to be well into the end zone, so East will get it at the 20-yard line. Whalen is a junior for the Warriors. Callan Bent is a senior, and Jacob Martin is a senior. David Seaman, the quarterback, a junior, and Whalen is only a junior, 6'1", 215, playing linebacker and fullback, and I'll tell you what, he is eating the Lumberjacks alive from that fullback spot here tonight. But that series, it was the big pass that set that up. Long pass to Kyle Nickel. Just as Seaman was hit, he got rid of it as Romanski nailed it. All right, Lumberjacks on offense. Now Widmark's going to be out of the pistol here for the first time tonight. Here comes a blitz. He wants to throw a ball. It's tipped. And it is incomplete. They were trying to get it to Sean Wilson, but even if that pass would have been completed, there was going to be a very short gain. If anything, they might have lost yardage on that. And it's going to be second down and 10. Widmark 2 out of 7 here, I believe, unofficially in the second half. And he'll operate out of the pistol again. He has time, he throws, he's got a man, that's caught. Short pickup out near the 24-yard line. Set Nass on the catch on that far side. No, actually, that was Jake Justison. Justison made the catch. And it will be third down at about 7. Or a long 6. Out of the gun again. Widmark wants to throw. They're going to throw it deep. He's got a man that says off his fingertips, incomplete. He was trying to get behind the man. He had a half a step on the coverage of Austin Bates. The pass just a little bit long as it went off the fingertips of Nass across midfield down the sideline. Fourth down and long. And East will park away here and see if their defense can get a stop. 23-7 the score. Wausau West with the lead. And it will be Widmark in punt formation standing at about his own 10-yard line. Now they will reshift. Snaps high. And it nearly blocked, but he gets away a good one. It's going to take an east bounce all the way down inside the 30-yard line, down about the 28, and that's where West will have it. Another good punt by Bryce Widmark. Now we got some extracurricular stuff going on at midfield. Referees quickly break that up. Imagine a little frustration seeping in now for the Lumberjacks as they played an even first half. It was 9-7 at halftime, and they had the football coming out of the to start the second half. Couldn't do anything with it. Went 3-and-out. And now the Warriors come back out here onto the field. And a full house backfield again behind David Seaman. And they're going to give it to the deep man. That's Bentz. Hard yardage up the middle across the 30, out near the 33-yard line. Kellen Bentz with a 5-yard pickup. And it will be second down and 5 for the Warriors. The clock just keeps rolling. That's all Wes wants it to do right now. They'll keep it on the ground, keep that clock moving, and take as much time as they can here before they call a play. West comes back to the line. Offset backfield behind Seaman, wing right this time. They're going to try the counterplay, now bouncing it outside, now cutting it back is Bentz, and he is met and driven backwards. Big hit that time by Eric Daniel, driving Bentz backward. Romanski had him underneath, and then Then Eric Daniel hit him high. And it's third down at about 4, maybe a pickup of 1 on the play by Bentz. And it will be third down and about 4 for the Warriors at their own 34-yard line. Clock continues to move, 5:34 to play. Don't forget DC Everest football coming your way next against Kakata. East football brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Third down and 4. Seaman under center. Now they hand it off. This is Whalen, and he breaks tackles again, and he'll have the first down, getting it out near the 40. Trying to make a solo tackle was Ethan Crispell, but even though he's 6'1", 170 pounds as a sophomore, Whalen just ran him over and picked up a couple of extra yards. First down, Warriors. And once again, they take as much time as they possibly can. The Lumberjacks will be on the road to finish their season next week at Appleton North. No playoffs this year for the Lumberjacks. There's a handoff. This is Whalen again. Now he cuts it back into the secondary before he's dropped at about the 48-yard line. Call that a pickup of about 8 yards on the carry for Whalen. And it'll be actually 9 yards on the carry. Call it second down and 1. So now the Warriors' rushing attack just wearing down this East defense. You know, you got horses like that running the football, and they're taking all of these hits. Defensive players sometimes get a little bit tired, worn out, and really not much interested in hitting at this point in the game. Second down and 9. Timeout on the field. We'll take one as well. And remind you that Lumberjack Warrior football brought to you in part tonight by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Also by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Second down and about a yard for the Wausau West Warriors. Still to come, DC Everest and Kakana from Steam Stadium. We'll go back to our Fox Sports studio. Spencer Loomis will get us caught up on some of the other scores as well. And, of course, we will have them posted on our website, foxsportswausau.com. Also, reminder that all these games from all season, football, basketball, hockey, baseball, can be heard as podcasts on foxsportswausau.com as well. Second down and a long yard, maybe a yard and a half for a first down for the Warriors. Full house backfield behind David Seaman. They're going to give it to Whalen again, straight up the middle. Ran into his old man that time, his old blocker. That slowed him down, but he did pick up the first down in East territory at about the 46-yard line. Pick up six on the carry right there for Wayland. And it'll be first down for the Warriors at the East 45-yard line. But all they want to do now is run the clock. And we're down to 4:22 to play. Well, the Lumberjacks gave it a run here tonight. It was a good first half, but the Warriors' rushing attack was too much here tonight. They were able to pound the football, especially in this second half. First and 10 West. Whalen again up the middle. Bounces off one tackler. Now he's wrapped up. And it's going to be second down and about 7. And I'll tell you what. If I was Wausau West right now, I would be giving Whalen the rest of the night off. You don't want to get him hurt in a game that's already put away. Because he's taking some hits now. It's taken 3 or 4 guys to bring him down, and if you're West and you're going to the playoffs, you want Whalen healthy. But they're going to keep him out there with Bence in the backfield. They're going to keep banging it into the line. Seaman taking as long as he can to call the play. Now they'll give it to Bence this time, trying the left side. Now he cuts it back, and he'll be dropped. Good tackle by Lemansky again at the shoot tops at about the 40-yard line. And he picked up about 3 again. Call it 3rd down and 4 for the Warriors. Lumberjacks with a tough game to finish on the road at Appleton North next week. The Wausau West Warriors will be back here at Tom Field against Appleton East in their final regular season game, but they'll play that game knowing that they have a playoff spot. With the win here tonight. Seaman, handoff. They take it to Whalen. Now they'll pitch, trying to get the corner. This is Bence calling it back, and now a flag flies in. It'll be a hole behind the play. That'll be coming back. I'll tell you what. Let's see if East decides to maybe decline this, because it's going to be 4th down, but the penalty will push them way back. 4th and 3, but just 2:26 remaining in the game. Yeah, they're gonna push it back because it'll be 3rd and 3 or 4th and 3 with Whalen out there. The penalty will be marked off from the point of the infraction, which was back at the 46-yard line. So that's gonna go all the way back into East territory at about the 46 or 44-yard line of West. But once again, just 2:26 remaining out of the clock. 23-7 Warriors. As they scored 14 unanswered points here in the second half. Third down and very, very long, but they don't care about that. They just want to run as much clock as they can. Seaman will hand it off. This is Whalen. He's got running room, breaking tackles, and he's going to go for the touchdown. That was just very poor tackling right there by the Lumberjacks. As Jake Whalen will take it 56 yards for the score, and that breaks it open here. But you can just tell that at this point in time, the Lumberjack defense wants no part of trying to tackle Jake Whalen. They had a chance to wrap him up and couldn't do it, and he goes the distance for the touchdown, and it is 29-7. Snap is there. The kick is up by Pearson. The kick is good. 30-7 West. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Football on Fox Sports AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Ugh, my elbow.
Tennis elbow? Bone and Joint Walk-In Care is the perfect match for bone, joint, and muscle strains. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
How do you talk to your kids about drinking? Researcher Dr. Brian Kelly.
The best way to approach it is to simply say, look, we have a zero tolerance policy for alcohol and drugs. It's not even that it's a legal issue. It's really an issue of preserving your own physical development and, you know, making sure that you have every opportunity to be successful across your life.
Be the parent. For more help, go to shapingfamilies.com/alcohol. This message from the Mennonite Churches.
Fox Sports Radio.
And yeah, we're back here at Tom Field, where the Warriors have broken it open now. A huge night for Jake Whalen, and a 58-yard touchdown, 56-yard touchdown run to add to his 38-yard touchdown run from earlier in the game. 30-7 West. Here's the kick by Pearson, and this is going to be fielded at about the 4-yard line by Marquardt out across the 10. Cuts back and then hit and dropped at about the 25. Made a nice move and made about three Wausau West Warriors miss and got it out to the 25. But we're under 2 minutes to play here. Lumberjacks have the football, but they trail big. And it will be Bryce Widmark bringing the Lumberjacks back out on the field. Lumberjack seniors playing their final game at Tom Field here tonight as the Lumberjacks finish on the road at Appleton North next week. Splitting out wide to the right, Trey Hess getting a couple of snaps here at the end. Hess is a senior wide receiver. He's wide left. Widmark back to pass. He wants to go deep. And he's got a man. It's going to be incomplete. Diving attempt. Good coverage by the Warriors out there. The coverage was Jake Phillips. They were trying to get it to Justice and way down the field. He tried to catch it at about the 40-yard line in a diving effort, but it was incomplete. Second down and 10. A minute 45 remaining in the game. Justice in wide right. Hess wide to the left. They're going to hand it off this time to Becker, breaking tackles out to about the 30. Going to be a pickup of about 5 on the carry for Brennan Becker. Third down and 5 now for East. Clock moving down to a minute 31. They've got all 3 timeouts remaining, but really no reason to call them now. They're going to just let this clock move. The West fans waiting to explode. The West players waiting to rush over and get that log and get their pictures taken with it. West showing blitz. They want to come. Widmark throws. That's complete. That's going to be a first down to Justison out across the 35. Pass and catch of about 6 yards to Jake Justison. And it's a first down Lumberjacks at about the 36-yard line. They'll move the chains and start the clock again. Lumberjacks coming to the line. High backfield behind Bryce Widmark. He's going to throw it out, and it's incomplete. Hess thought that he was going to go down in an extra 5 yards. Widmark thought he was going to run about a 5-yard and turn and look for the ball. A pass well behind Trey Hess. Quarterback and receiver were not on the same page right there, and it's incomplete. Second down and 10. .47 seconds remaining. Big crowd here tonight at Tom Field. Obviously, as you might expect for the long game. High backfield. Widmark back to throw. Here comes a blitz. He throws it. He's hit. He's got a man that's caught. Justison again. Dragged out of bounds. In West territory at about the 48-yard line. Actually, that was Trey Hess on the kick. No, it was Justison. Hess was there as well, but Justison made the catch. And it's another first down for the Lumberjacks. Boy, Widmark stuck in on that one. He could sense, I think, that he was going to get nailed, but he got that away just as he was hit. It was a good pass, and Justison made the catch. First and 10 Lumberjacks. Now they throw it out to Justison right along the line of scrimmage. Took his eye off it, incomplete, out of bounds. Second down and 10, 37 seconds remaining. Lumberjacks come out to huddle up here with just 37 seconds remaining. Trey Hess will split out wide left. Justison goes out wide right. We haven't seen Tim Nass. I don't know if he got hurt or if they're just giving Hess some time to play here. Widmark play action back to throw, and now he runs right into a sack. Couldn't get away. He tried to get away. He ran right into a sack by Logan Heisey. All the way back to the 45-yard line of the Lumberjacks. clock will move, and I don't know if they'll run another play. It looks like they're going to hurry up and try to get one more play as the clock is down to 13 seconds. Whitmark under center. Back to throw. He throws. He's got a man. It's caught. First down and tackling out near the 48-yard line, and that will do it. And this one is history, and the Wausau West Warriors have regained the Wausau log. After 2 years in the East Trophy case, it will make the trip across the river, and the Wausau West Warriors have earned a trip to the playoffs with this victory here tonight. We'll come back, run down the stats for you next, and get you set for DC Everest football coming up. Back in a moment, you're listening to East-West football on Fox Sports, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Today, tomorrow, together.
Check it out. It's free. Clover Belt Credit Union believes some things are meant to be free, and checking is one of them. How cool is that? No hooks, no strings, no catches, just totally free checking.